Mix 94.7 KMCH, time for another business of the day. And today I am visiting with Christy Remley, Manager of Communications and Public Relations at Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative. And how are you doing today, Christy?
I'm doing well, Rob. Thanks so much.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm glad to have you here today. And let's start off right at the very beginning, Christy, and tell me, who is Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative?
Well, Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative is headquartered in Anamosa, and it's a distribution electric cooperative providing safe, reliable, and affordable electricity and MV-Link fiber internet and telephone service to more than 14,000 members in Delaware, Dubuque, Jackson, and Jones counties, as well as portions of the five surrounding counties.
Now, Christy, I got to ask, everybody uses the word cooperative. What is a cooperative? I mean, you know, like, what's unique about the cooperative business model?
Well, Rob, back in the 1930s, rural electric cooperatives were founded by the members for the members to bring electricity to rural parts of the country where other electric providers weren't willing to build. Cooperatives are unique business models because they're member-owned, not-for-profit businesses, where members can participate in the business of the co-op by voting for directors, approving bylaws, and earning patronage or dividends back on what they spend with the co-op. We are governed at Maquoketa Valley by 9 directors who are also members of the co-op.
Now, I need to know more about this MV-Link fiber internet. I mean, do many electric co-ops provide internet?
Well, MVEC has been around since 1935 with our roots in electricity, we are really a technology-focused business, using technology to better serve our members, whether that's by using smart grid technology to improve electric reliability or provide members with fast fiber internet, which is our MV-Link product. MV-Link provides members a direct fiber connection to their home, farm, or business. And we offer a variety of packages for residential and business members with speeds up to 1 gig.
And how many internet subscribers does MV-Link currently have across your system?
We currently have more than 5,500 members across our service area, and our subscriber list is growing daily. And in your listener area, we serve anyone who has Maquoketa Valley for electric power in the Manchester, Greeley, Earlville, Ryan, Masonville, and Dundee areas. But MV-Link is also available in some areas where we don't provide electric power. So please contact our office at 800-927-6068 to see if MV-Link is available at your address. Or you can visit our website, mvec.coop. An example of an area that we serve with MV-Link fiber that does not currently have our electric service is Coggin. A few years ago, the town of Coggin approached us, and we worked with the municipal light plant to leverage their existing infrastructure in the town of Coggin to install our MV-Link fiber. And so now we have a lot of happy members in that community who are now able to enjoy a fast and reliable internet connection.
And it looks like you're expanding into other areas, too, here.
Yes, we're also currently looking at expanding into the town of Ryan, for an example. So if you live in Ryan, be on the lookout for information in the mail from Maquoketa Valley or MV-Link. If you get something from us, please respond if you're interested. Your interest drives where we build, so we need to hear from you.
What should listeners keep in mind during Electrical Safety Month?
Well, Rob, at Maquoketa Valley, we recognize Electrical Safety Month every May, but we also know the importance of practicing safety year-round. Electricity is a necessity, and it powers our daily lives, but we know firsthand how dangerous electricity can be because we work with it 365 days a year. Given the prevalence of electrical devices, tools, and appliances in our homes these days, I'd like to pass along just a few electrical safety tips. First, be careful of frayed wires because they pose a serious safety hazard. Power cords can become damaged or frayed from age, heavy use, or excessive current flow. If cords in your home become frayed or cut, replace them as they can cause a shock when handled. Also, avoid overloading circuits in your house. Circuits can only cope with a limited amount of electricity, and overload happens when you draw more electricity than a circuit can safely handle. Also, be sure to label your circuit breakers to understand the circuits in your home. Contact a qualified electrician if your house is more than 40 years old and you need to install multiple large appliances that consume large amounts of electricity. Also, remember to use extension cords properly. Never plug an extension cord into another extension cord. This can lead to overheating, creating a potential fire hazard. Don't exceed the wattage of the cord. Doing so also creates a risk of overload and creates a fire hazard as well. Extension cords should not be used as permanent solutions. If you need additional outlets in your house, contact a licensed electrician to help you. Also, please be sure to talk with your kids about playing it safe and smart around electricity. In addition to being safe around electricity inside your house, help them be aware of overhead power lines near where they play outside. At Maquoketa Valley, our top priority is providing an uninterrupted energy supply 24/7, 365 days a year. Equally important is keeping our community safe around electricity. That includes our own crews out in the field doing maintenance or repairs to our lines. So if you see a construction or utility vehicle on the side of the road as you're out and about this spring, please move over. Not only is it respectful and safe, it's the law. Our crews are valued at work and they're loved at home. Let's all do our part to get them home safely each day. Another thing my team wants me to remind listeners of is as you're outside cleaning up your yards and your ditches, please don't burn ditches as you're cleaning out those weeds and grasses. In the last couple of years, and even recently in the last few weeks, we've seen a lot of fire damage to poles and in some cases, damage to our fiber. This damage is costly for the co-op to repair. It causes unnecessary outages for our members and can cost a lot of money for whomever started the fire. One last thing to keep in mind as we head into spring and summer storm season, always stay away from downed power lines and assume they're energized and dangerous. Members can always feel free to visit our website, mvec.coop, for more tips and tricks to be safe.
And on top of this, I know you're very busy this summer season. You're going to be at a lot of places. What events are you planning this summer?
Yes, on a fun note, we are excited to meet up with our members at Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative Day at the Delaware County Fair on Tuesday, July 12th. We will host our member night there with a booth near the pavilion from 4 to 8 p.m. on the 12th. Stop by to see us and maybe even win a prize. And then our own CEO, Jeremy Richard, will be playing on the home team during the Harlem Wizards game that night at 7 p.m. It's sure to be a fun and entertaining evening for the whole family.
And it looks like you have your annual meeting coming up, too.
We do. Our annual meeting is on Thursday, August 18th at the Burndee Center in Monticello. All Maquoketa Valley members are welcome and encouraged to attend. This is an opportunity for members to meet with co-op staff, get updates about the co-op, and vote for directors. Plus, they can enjoy a free meal and maybe win some prizes.
Sounds like a good time. And I've been visiting with Christy Remley, Manager of Communications and Public Relations for Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative. Thank you for visiting with us today.
Thank you, Rob.
And Maquoketa Valley Electric Cooperative is our business of the day on Mix 94.7 KMCH.